the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, the ubiquitous Irish pub, no matter where you go in the world, there always seems to be one. But over the years, plastic paddy establishments draped with flags and road signs have lost their sheen a bit. And a new generation of expat pub owners want to create a more modern Irish experience. To tell me a little bit about it, we're joined by Conor Myers, managing partner of Bartley Dunn's in New York, and Morgan Smith, owner and director of Bad Fish and the Brazen Squirrel in Berlin. You're both very welcome. Conor, you're in New York and it's early morning. You're running the Bartley Dunn's pub. What time did you get finished up last night?
I got home there at about 4:45. And just sitting here waiting to go on. So it was a good shift. We did all right.
Right. Yeah, and you're still awake and thanks for staying up for us. But
no problem at all. Thanks for having me.
Bartley Dunn's is not a sort of a typical, what we think of as a typical Irish pub, or even a New York Irish pub. What is it that's different and what's changing in relation to the Irish pub abroad?
I suppose people are just looking for a different experience now. I feel like everyone's kind of looking to get sort of value for money and try new things and more exciting experiences. So that's what we're trying to do. Like, we're a really good like cocktail program. We just got shortlisted for the top 10 best new cocktail bars in America. We've got an amazing food menu, like DJs on the weekends. Like, it's subtly Irish, but it all works together, you know.
And what about you, Morgan, in Berlin? What you're doing there is not exactly what we would associate with the traditional Irish pub.
Yeah, no, we definitely wouldn't call ourselves an Irish pub to start. I mean, we're Irish owned and we do the best stout in town. But other than that, we never went out initially saying that we were an Irish pub. So like it's a lot different to
you weren't even tempted to do, you know, a little nod towards something with a road sign or something like that. No,
I think it's like the one time a year we look like an Irish pub is St. Patrick's Day, and then the rest we tend to steer a bit further away. I mean, a lot of our staff are Irish, and I'm obviously Irish myself. So but when we opened, like I initially didn't even have Guinness in, because I wanted to make sure we were doing good enough numbers, so I was moving enough of it, so it worked well. So it never started out as an Irish bar. I think some people now find it more like a bar you would find in Ireland than an Irish bar. And so we still have people who refer to it as an Irish bar from time to time, but we never started.
Whatever is there, it's not wearing it on its sleeve. But Conor, you had an interesting you actually had a funeral for the Irish bar that was there before Bartley Dunn's.
We did, yeah. So we kind of took over an existing Irish bar in Times Square. And it was kind of the end of that old reign of the typical Irish pubs, you know, with the leprechauns and Irish flags all over the place. So we decided to throw a funeral to end the pub. So we rented a coffin and a pint band, and us and all our friends carried a coffin down Broadway. And we closed the pub the next morning, and we shut for 3 months and reopened as we are now. So we thought it was a very nice way to send the place
off. There have been a lot of regulars there who wept at this funeral, no?
Well, I think they enjoyed the free pints, but yeah, they were certainly sad that it was gone. But, you know, we retained a few of them, but a few of them went off. It turned into something that wasn't really their vibe. So, it is what it is. You have to change with the times. Unfortunately, some of them old business models aren't sustainable anymore. You know, you need to activate the bar 7 nights a week, and, you know, you have your DJs in the weekend and, you know, exciting cocktails and food. And, you know, me and Archie, my business partner, we always refer to them as Bob and Martha, this like sort of couple from the Midwest that used to come to New York and they'd want a shepherd's pie and a really bad pint of Guinness. And that's what they wanted. And now they come into the bar and, you know, they're getting really good cocktails, craft beers and like different foods.
But I suppose, Conor, with New York, and I can ask you about Berlin as well, Morgan, do you need regulars in New York? Because if you lost the old regulars from the previous Irish bar that you wanted to change and you had the funeral, there are always more regulars to win in a place like New York.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if we lost one regular, which was unfortunate, I don't ever like to lose regulars. You know, we tried our best to keep everyone, but, you know, losing one regular that sort of sat there on their own most evenings, it's now been replaced by 20 or 30 young people that are going to be in the area much longer, you know what I mean? And they're bringing their friends in, they're more social, they're more outgoing. It's better for business, it's better for the atmosphere of the pub, and you know, you can't please everyone all the time, you know.
So you don't have the guy coming in on his own who leaves the coat on at the bar and stares at the pints.
I mean, that could be just
that's not your target market. It's not your target market, is it?
Listen, anyone that wants to spend money is our target market. But look, we know what we're about. We're young. It's exciting. It's a different atmosphere than most bars around the area. It took a little bit of time to get there, but we're eventually sort of like our DJ is Irish. Like a lot of our cocktails are all based on Irish spirits. So we're kind of attracting that new American clientele that think that this is the new Ireland, you know?
Yeah, but Conor, you've also brought in very well-known Irish people like Barry Keoghan, the Kneecap, Belfast rappers were in as well.
Yeah, you know, it's great. We're kind of attracting that young Irish creative, you know, that we're taking the world by storm in terms of like movies and arts and music. So we had the Mary Wallopers in, we had Kneecap, we had Barry Keoghan. Yeah, it's been fantastic. And the amount of support from them has just been unbelievable.
So were you excited to see them in, or who was the most excited for you that you were pleased to see coming in the door?
Oh, look, I think just to be honest, it's great to have celebrities in, but to have the pub filled Monday to Sunday is more important to me, you know. So I'll be more excited to see the bodies coming in than one person. So
you keep your eye on the prize. And Morgan, the situation in Berlin, I mean, Berlin has this reputation of being very much a sort of a clubbing city, a great nightlife city. What's the Irish pub scene like there? What you might refer to as sort of traditional Irish pubs, how different are they?
Well, they seem to have changed quite a bit. I think what Conor's doing and what other places in New York and stuff like the Dead Rabbit, it hasn't really picked up here as much. They're, you know, they're kind of reinventing it and making it a lot more hip and stuff, whereas most of the Irish pubs that are here are just here to kind of collect the stag dues as they come in, and they're overpriced in pints, and not all of them. I don't mean to there's a couple of decent Irish bars here, but you know, like they don't really have a big regular base. Like our place was based around having decent regulars in,
and you and actually you actually opened your own bar when you were only 24. Is that something you think you could have done in Ireland? Could you have bought a bar?
I don't. I think unless I was born into one of the big groups that are in Ireland where you're just kind of handed a bar, it definitely wouldn't be something you could do. I think if it wasn't for the fact that I had a beard when I got here, the investors who I invested with probably wouldn't have given me the money as well. We opened in October of 2012. And I done November the month later, and they actually see my face for the first time. And they think if I'd have done it a couple of months before, they wouldn't have given me any money to some pub to spend on opening up a bar. But we managed to get it done.
But there were investors. You know, there's a community of investors there that you can get the finance from. That might not be the case in Ireland as easily.
I think you need to be more established. You'll have places, people who work managing a place, and then someone will invest in doing a place with them further afield. But mine was I had two partners and that had already established places, and they wanted to work with somebody else. And then I was eventually put in a position where I could buy one of the partners out. So it's just And then give some of our shares to one of our bar managers and take over the majority share in the place.
And Conor, what about you? You would have got professional investors to help finance your venture with Bartley Dunn's.
Yeah, look, again, the same story. It's you work with people over here, they get to trust you and they understand what you're about. They know you're sort of motivated and ambitious to make it work, and then they invest in you. But I feel like over here, people are a lot more inclined to give up shares versus back home. Like I was there for a long time running pubs in Dublin, and like there was never even a question of maybe would get 1%, 2%.
So it was very different.
Like of all my friends that are back there, they're still the same, you know.
And finally, Conor, are you going to stay in New York? Are you going to set up more pubs there?
Ah, well, look, we'll try and get this one off the ground. We're a year on the 22nd of June. So I think myself and Archie are just trying to catch up on sleep now, and then we'll see what else we can do in the city. But it'd be great to open up another one.
If you catch up on some sleep, you never know what might happen. Conor Myers, managing partner of Bartley Dunn's in New York, and Morgan Smith, owner and director of Badfish and the Brazen Squirrel in Berlin. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.